From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama will be visiting Cuba next month, and the White House says it is a major step in the warming of ties between Washington and Havana. The trip had long been expected as part of Mr. Obama's efforts to make as much progress as possible in improving ties with Cuba before he leaves office in January of next year. Cuban officials welcomed the upcoming visit and expressed a willingness to discuss any issue.
E poi una persona che pensa soltanto in fare muri sia dove sia e non fare ponti non è cristiano.
Answering a reporter's questions, Pope Francis suggested U.S. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is not Christian because of his proposal to build a massive wall on the southern U.S. border with Mexico. Trump said the Pope's comments were not a nice thing to say.
For a religious leader, to question a person's faith is disgraceful. I'm proud to be a Christian, and as president, I will not allow Christianity to be consistently attacked and weakened, unlike what is happening now with our current president.
Later, Trump softened his stance, saying he respected the Pope. Thursday's comments came just ahead of a crucial party nominating contest in the state of South Carolina, where political surveys show that Trump has a commanding lead over five Republican challengers. Provincial results from Uganda's election Thursday show incumbent President Yoweri Museveni in the lead, with some districts still voting. Police briefly arrested presidential candidate Kizza Besigye after he tried to enter a house he said was being used for vote rigging. This is VOA News. U.S. and Russia will launch an effort today that could bring long-term stability to efforts to get humanitarian aid to besieged areas of Syria. Two countries under the auspices of the United Nations will co-chair an initial meeting of a ceasefire task force that will happen in Geneva. Meantime, Doctors Without Borders say the airstrikes on its hospital in Idlib province in northern Syria were probably carried out by the Syrian government in a led coalition prominently active in that region. Lisa Schlein has details.
MSF Director of Operations in France, Isabelle Dufourny, tells VOA the hospital staff is convinced the attacks were intentional and the Syrians and probably the Russians were involved.
Because they were targeted three times, this hospital was already targeted three times in the past month by Syrian air forces. It is a possibility that Russian air forces are involved.
Dufourny says MSF kept the location of its hospital secret from Syrian and Russian authorities for reasons of safety. She says this difficult decision was taken because many MSF-run hospitals, where the GPS coordinates were known, have been repeatedly attacked during the past 5 years of war. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Turkey has blamed the car bombing that killed 28 people in Ankara on a Syrian man with links to Kurdish militia groups. Car bomb was detonated just a few hundred meters from Turkey's parliament and military headquarters. No one so far claiming responsibility. The most senior European Union leaders have expressed confidence and interest in Britain remaining a member of the grouping. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker spoke ahead of a two-day summit in Brussels.
I'm confident that we will have a deal during this European Council. We have to sort out a certain number of questions, among those the one you are mentioning. And I'm convinced that Britain will be a constructive and active member of the European Union.
Earlier, British Prime Minister David Cameron won a commitment from EU leaders to help reach a fair deal on EU reforms that he has said need to be sought in order for Britain to remain a part of the EU. South Korea is praising the United States today for expanding sanctions against North Korea over its nuclear and missiles test. Seoul's response comes a day after President Obama signed the legislation imposing the sanctions. Aim is to deny North Korea the money it needs to develop miniaturized nuclear warheads and the long-range missiles needed to deliver them. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.